It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where literally the first text I see of the day is in your face, Kevin. The Stars won.
Sucker.
I am very, very happy that the Stars won. I really, really want to make that clear. By the way, the address is 2613 Interstate 35E off Frontage Road in Louisville, Buffalo Wild Wings. If you want to come by, we just had somebody drop off coffee for us. I don't think I'm supposed to say any more, though, because they're on a break.
Okay,
so, gotcha. You know what I'm saying? So let's just kind of keep that to ourselves. But, Alec, if you can go ahead and give me that cut number, let's say cut number three, because the Stars were victorious.
Thomas Harley gets it into the corner. Marchman has it. Wrist shot. Score! He's got a pair. They said Marchman, a sneaky wrister, past Wedgwood, and it's 4-1 Dallas.
In your face, Scott Wedgwood. The Stars are victorious 4-3. And I kind of wanted to get some of your overreactions to the first game of the season. And here's what I'll tell you did not help me last night.
Okay.
That the Stars tweeted out, you can't get to 82-0 without winning the first one. I got tagged in that on social media by so many freaking people. The other thing I learned last night is a lot of people were really mad that the season launched not on Victory Plus. So they have a very sexy 69 games on Victory Plus, nice. And the rest of them are national TV. And people were upset. They were like, oh, I still can't watch the Stars. I mean, for this game, that's fair if you don't have Hulu or ESPN. But Victory Plus will get going, I believe, on Saturday.
Okay.
But a lot of people on social media were still frustrated because clearly Bally has burned a lot of people en route to kind of restricting how much people can watch.
Yeah, and what's really weird too, Kevin, is like whenever it's on Hulu or TNT or something like that, I have to go to a different app to get
to get some
of those games sometimes. So that's a little unique process for me. But all that really mattered last night was making sure that the Stars solidified winning game one of the season. And I love that the Stars people are listening to the show.
I do, you know, too.
That's pretty clear that the Stars people are listening to the show. I really appreciate y'all out there, Star Tolos.
Now, if you look at the flow of...
Have you changed your mind, though, about how important game two is going to be?
No! I mean, hold on. If I'm going to use y'all's logic, can I take it easy in game two? Because we won the must-win one in game one.
Every game from here on now becomes more important as you win them. The thing that you got to get away from is putting pressure on each game. You just got to know the moment and rise up to it.
How do you keep the pressure off? Because if you keep building
just
the pressure,
game.
You're going to flame out like 30 games.
Just another game that we have
season.
To win. Otherwise, we might as well quit.
Okay, I will tell you this. I am super glad the Stars won. Did you think that was a game that the Stars should have won? Because, like, if you look at the flow of play, if you look at how much Nashville was peppering the net, I got really concerned. However, it wasn't actually until the third period that they could really do much of anything. And then I realized they scored in the last, minute 45, 2 minutes to really put the heat on. But the Stars were in control of this game from a score perspective,
yeah.
But it didn't necessarily feel like they were in control of this game otherwise.
Yeah, and did you see that Ottinger had told Wedgwood when he signed with the Predators, hopefully I don't have to face you, and then here we are getting having to face Wedgwood the first game of the season.
Game, and well, look, I mean, didn't the Stars only have 20 shots?
Yeah.
And Wedgwood gave up 4 goals, so... So
I'll tell you what, Kevin, here, I will concede this, all right? Now that, Alec, I think we do need to concede this. Maybe not. At some point, it's going to be difficult to win all of them, all right? And aww. You really do, you want to be able to build to something. But what if the Stars started at their best and built to the best? You know, we always see teams that start hot and then just fall off the face of the earth. What if they just never stop? You know, what if they go touch the sun or something? That would be amazing.
Then they're going to win the cup?
Yeah. What I also liked about this game, too, is how many different people scored that are important to what the Stars do. Robertson gets a goal.
And that's somebody you'd brought up, well, not just yesterday, but yesterday as well.
I have a lot of things I want. Like, I understand how good Jason Robertson is. You can use the word great if you'd like to. He had a phenomenal season a couple years ago. Last year was really good, but as you said, he set the bar too high. You know, he may have set the bar way too high for even himself to go back to and be that consistent all the time. But seeing what he, you know, what he's capable of, that's why I'm so hard on him, because he has that ability. He has all these qualities and traits that make him a great star. But I want a little more speed, which you can't. He can't just be faster.
Sure.
If he's not going to be that, I want a little more physicality from him. But he's a finesse guy, and that's the thing from him. I love the. I think it was our boy Slim Scotty that said it once.
Yes.
Joey Erickson said he has a computer in his brain, just the way that he sees the game and makes passes and is able to decipher what he's supposed to do.
I would like to talk about Logan Stankoven, who had not one, not two, but 3 assists. That puts him on pace for a robust 246 assists for the season, which would break the record probably by less than you think. The record is held by Wayne Gretzky, who in 85-86 season had 163 assists.
Holy crap.
So he averaged 2 assists.
Who was the leading goal scorer on that team?
That's a good question. Probably, I don't know, Messier or Yari Curry.
Gretzky. He had the most assists.
That was probably Gretzky,
yeah.
Too. That's a good point. But, like, he averaged 2 assists a game. I'm just really excited because a couple of the things that we talked about, you talked about, you know, how much experience the team has lost. First, look at Logan Stankoven. He can be there to help out for all the goals. Can Jason Robertson bounce back to being a 100-point scorer or in that vicinity? Boom, scores a goal in the very first game. There are a lot of things to like from that perspective. And Jake Ottinger played really well.
Yeah, because of the way that Stankoven plays, he's very unselfish.
Well,
and this team is very unselfish, right? Like, they don't
seem
to be.
Sense.
It has to be all on me because they understand that they are a team. That's why I keep talking about I really want that one dude to step out, because I know that he won't be selfish, whoever it is on that team. And maybe it is Robertson, but Stankoven does such a good job of getting in there, getting loose pucks, making plays happen. He's quick, he's fast, he's strong. Even for the little guy that he is, he's got a lot of strength that allows him to set other guys up. Hence, as you brought up, you think he needs to be that guy, that stud center for this team.
But by the way, they helped that process along by saying you're going to be one of the assistant captains, right?
Yep.
So, like, the money says it, the A on his sweater says it, and he knows it, like,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, and he knows what his talent and skill set is and what he needs to continue working on. And then I brought up the name Marchment yesterday. I need more out of him, too. This whole season in the playoffs, I need a different type of Marchment. When he's with Duchesne, they do some special stuff, but I need Marchment to be a different guy.
I don't imagine that could have gone much better for you yesterday.
No, it was
then.
Great. It was nice to see that from him. I still want a little more physicality out of him. He's got it. He's got that. But I if I can get that kind of scoring and physicality, that's going to be the dude I'm looking for every game.
From the 254, Kevin, you told me not to take the day off to mentally prepare. I stand by that. Corey said I listened to Corey, and the Stars won. Corey is clearly on top.
And they're rested up, too, for Friday, you know?
Whew.
You take the day off,
that
you're rested up for Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the, what if they have to do twice as much work to make up for it?
Then put that off till Monday. Right?
From the 469.
Get your work done either yesterday, the 2 days before, or you work on it later on.
Huh. Yeah. From the 469, the next game is, of course, a must win. No!
Yeah.
No, right, stop yelling at that in the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Let's get in must-win mode. I'm back to it, all right?
From the 214 on your face, Kevin, let's go Stars. I mean,
you're hosting the Islanders, right? You're hosting the Islanders tomorrow night.
Yeah. Is it the 80s? Yeah. They're not winning the cup.
Yeah. Well, so that means you should be 2-0. That's the expectation. St. Louis and Utah are 2-0 right now, and you want to take them down, right?
No, I'm not.
You want to be better than them?
I'm not standings watching in the second game.
You are the biggest standings watcher I know.
That's true. So that should let you know how inconsequential I think it is.
I want to be the front runner. I want to be in the front by 15 games. That is your mentality. I'm surprised at you right now, Kevin. This is disappointing. Grow up.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's going to be a fun show today. I can already tell.
I hope everybody's having fun out there today.
From the 214, I like this. It's must-win mode, and I still work with idiots. Time for a beer. 877-881-1053. Hey, you know what? Really convenient for you. They got specials on Miller Lite and Coors Lite here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. If you want to come out and see us, also your opportunity to enter to win a whole bunch of great stuff, including the Cowboys-Lions tickets given away by Miller Lite. Coming up next, though, Texas native, WWE Hall of Famer, and Longhorn super fan. Let's talk with Mark Henry next right here on The Fan.
Ball will be snapped from the left hash on second and goal. Ewers looks right, throws to the corner, caught, touchdown Texas. Matthew Golden, his first touchdown as a Texas Longhorn.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, where we've already had fun in the first break, where I told the story about the time that Corey rightfully wanted to punch me in the face and how I made the situation worse at least two different times. So if you want to come out to Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, in addition to the giveaways, there's fun stuff like that.
There's only ever been two real arguments between you and I.
Was the other one the rental car one? When we were going to Nobu?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The other one was you left me alone with fish for too long, and so that was a real problem.
Corey, I got an exclusive for you.
But other than that, man, we've had a really good working relationship. Mike is always the strain for us, obviously. Like that's we're both trying to put him on our back and carry that guy around.
That is.
No, I'm just joking. It's we miss Mike a lot. And
he'll be back on Tuesday.
Hope that his flight home from Italy is fantastically safe for him.
Absolutely. Now we're open to talk with Mark Henry in just a minute, but in the meantime,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Intrigued by the football scene here this weekend, because obviously we've talked a ton about the Cowboys game, but you also have the Red River rivalry. You also have Duncanville and DeSoto, which is the biggest national high school matchup of the weekend. So I'm curious, what game, be it at any level, 877-881-1053, are you guys most invested in? And Corey, this is the opportunity for people to shout out their high school pride.
Ooh,
as well.
It.
You don't have to just be Duncanville or DeSoto. I know that is a humongous matchup on the national scene and obviously in the state of Texas. But if you want to talk about any other game, you want to shout out your high school, let's hear it. Duncanville, by the way, number 4. 4 in the country. DeSoto, number 17 in the country. And they are playing tonight.
This is my middle kid, Carter. I've talked to him about him playing football. He's off next week because they're having fall break. What's that all about, by the way?
Soft.
But he's been, you know, he's gotten very interested in Plano football and trying to keep up with what's going on there. His brother, his older brother, took him to a game. And they hate each other. Like, they fight all the time. And he was like, I want to go to the game. And he was like, all right, come on with me. And that was the coolest thing. I got to send my boys out to go watch a football game together. So anything Plano, obviously, I'm invested in. But Saturday at 2:30, we will be sitting down listening to News Radio 1080 KRLD and also having it on the television so we can watch the Texas OU game. That's the most important one. Adrian went to Oklahoma. My grandfather, my great-grandfather lived in Oklahoma City. And then I actually kind of convinced Adrian to go to OU because my grandfather and I used to watch OU football games all the time. Her first year there was the Bob Stoops National Championship. So she was like, it's going to be like this forever.
Yeah.
And so since then, you know, Roy Williams, all those great moments in OU time. And it's been a blast of a rivalry. Even when teams are bad, the game is fun. So I'm looking forward to it this weekend.
You know, that is a really interesting point. And I think it was the second year of the Big 12 was my freshman year at A&M, and they made the Big 12 championship and they lost by 50 million points. And then the next year they won. And I was like, wow. And then they were like, don't worry. We're done going to conference championship games. But what a glorious 2 years. Dude, it really was.
That really is the you know, in the NFL, you get to build a team for a few years, for about 4 or 5 years. You can have a quarterback for 10 years. But in college football, it's, you know, 2 years is about it, maybe.
Yeah.
If you can do that, and you got to take advantage of that window right then. It really is about that moment in college football for sure.
From the 559, shout out to Plano East. from the 469. I think I get this right. It's shout out to Ouachita Parish High School. Go Lions. And if I got that incorrect, I apologize.
I think you nailed it, dude.
From the 817, shout out to Mansfield Summit. Go Jags.
And
I also want to know.
I think Alex
is fired up.
There.
It's my alma mater.
There you go.
I figured. I want to know people's perspectives if you actually have been to Texas OU Live. We talked about it yesterday. My grandfather used to take us to the fair when that game was going on, but I've never actually been in the Cotton Bowl for that game. And that always seems like something that would be fun, even though I guess I would be rooting for Oklahoma.
Adrian has. I know she's been to that game, and she really had a great time at it. She also, Kevin, during that weekend, I think I told you and Alec this story, she was trying to call a taxi service and somehow called Kiss FM, and whoever the night host had her on for like 5 minutes and was having a fun time with her, and then they hung up, and she was like, where is my taxi, though? She didn't realize she was on the radio. He was giving her a hard time. It was funny.
Oh, my God. How often does she call Kiss FM if that's what the number that she got through.
That was back in the day, okay. So I don't know, she was in college.
From the 214, this person says hook 'em, and as well as fly DeSoto Eagles fly. From the 972, Ohio State versus Oregon. We talk with Noah Eagle, who's going to be on the call earlier this week about that. From the 817, let's go Grapevine High Mustangs. And then from the 972, Allen Eagles, still undefeated, return to glory. There are certain teams like in the Plano and Allen area that I have like particularly fond memories of, just because that's where we met each other working at the paper and stuff. And I was out there when Allen won his first state championship and its second and its third. And so like a lot of those I have like really good memories, or I know people who still work at the school and everything like that. But I love, Alec, in your face from the 817, Mansfield Timberview is better than Mansfield Summit.
Oh, my gosh.
Your thoughts?
That's just factually incorrect.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's all he wanted to say there.
See,
I feel like there was more.
No, but this is what I like about the text. So
back there punching the board.
And he made a throw-up noise, too.
Yeah.
And then somebody texted in F. Allen. And this is what becomes my favorite part about the high school shout-outs.
Like some dude named Allen or the high school?
I think the high school.
Yeah, take that, Allen.
You don't. Yeah, yeah. What if there's an Allen out there and he's like, I know exactly.
No,
I mean,
I guess that's possible. I think it's more of a response back and forth to some
on
of these people who are in the games. From the 830, here's another example. Saw him off. From the 682, Alvarado or Alvarado if you're fancy. Undefeated and number three in the state from the 817, Mansfield Lake Ridge. Go Eagles. This is an awesome weekend for football as we continue to run afoul of Alec. Not on purpose. I promise, Alec, that was not on purpose.
Man.
But you know who's really invested in this Texas OU game, aside from like hundreds and thousands of other people? DeMarvion Overshown. And he's
been, we're all invested in him.
Yes, for sure. He's been going around, let's say, making fun non-monetary wagers with people on the team. Yes. He said, I ain't got CD yet. He's got Texas, though. He just doesn't want to say it to the public, but he's pretty sure Texas is going to win. Now, it feels like CeeDee Lamb needs to find some beat reporter and be like, no, I do not think Texas is going to win. Because, I mean, look, Oklahoma is a massive underdog in this. I could definitely see why you would think Texas is going to win. But if I was an OU guy, I would not want that attached to my name going out there and be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, this is Kevin, I'm looking at NFL games, too. Are we
yeah, no,
we
go
ahead, in on this?
Go ahead. It's an awesome football week.
There are some really good slated games
Commanders
here.
And the Ravens?
The Cardinals-Packers, actually, okay. Very interesting to me because Kyler, you know, taking down San Francisco last week. And I know yesterday we discussed and you were like, was it – I can't remember exactly what the overreaction or reality was, but it was about the Niners and them not – their
yes.
windows closed. And I was like, no, I don't think so. Brock
Man,
Purdy's
when they
still
almost,
good.
Yeah, but when they almost let Seattle get back in the game that they had been dominating,
yeah.
I was like, is Seattle going to win this freaking game?
Yeah, and it was interesting because Jordan Mason goes down, which stunk for my fantasy team. But at the same time, they're like, hey, throw another running back in there in the mix. And then the other game that I think is really, you know, obviously – we're all going to be talking about it. Commanders, Ravens.
I think
that one's you got to watch that
outside
one.
Outside of obvious reasons to follow Lions, Cowboys, I think that's the biggest game of the NFL weekend. Now, Alec, I don't know if you can tell me what you think this means, but from the 817, Summit is Cheeks. What are your thoughts about that text?
I think we were talking about thesauruses yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, you could say that they're booty. You could say that they're buns. Mm-hmm. You could say that they're not good. But right now, yes. But when I was there, you know, things were amazing. We were perfect. You know, we were, you know, damn near going to the state championship
wow.
every year. So,
okay.
You know, it's because I left.
From the 817, go Arlington Seguin. From the 214, Garland Christian Academy, Brewer Bears. Man, people are fired up for high school football this weekend.
Man, I mean, this is the right time to be fired up for it, too. We're getting closer and closer to the winter months whenever we really get into the good part of it, the playoff.
Are we?
High school football
Isn't it going to be in the mid to high 90s this weekend?
97 over the weekend here in Texas. But then, Kevin,
I'm going to be in Vermont.
Next week, at the end of the week, we'll be rolling down because MP, My Possibilities, has their golf tournament on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then and Adrian was like, what's the weather like? I was like, 87. She was like, darn it. Right after that, though, down in the 70s, baby.
Okay, somebody just brought up an intriguing point. From the 214, can Texas and OU both lose? I want to do this segment at some point, or just maybe talk about it. What is the number one rivalry that you watch that you just wish they would both lose?
Oh, man.
Because I bet a lot of people
Yankees,
feel that
Red
way
Sox.
About or Duke, North Carolina basketball. I don't feel
no,
that way.
I'm always rooting for North Carolina.
What the hell?
Just because I like to see your mix of emotions.
Well,
you know,
we just got the Boozer twins today, so in your face.
Is that good?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Those kids are awesome.
Their dad was all right.
Their dad was really good.
He was a decent college player.
Oh, my God.
Did he spray paint his head? Is that what happened?
What?
Was that?
Hey,
yeah, Ruben knows what I'm talking
look,
about.
When you lose your hair, you go through a crisis of consciousness. Maybe you wear a hat for like a year straight. I don't know. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. We got those G-Bag flags to give away if you want to come by and pick one up. And coming up next, Dallas Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Let's do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. Would love for you to come out and see us. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin, Corey. Good to be on with you this morning, and good morning.
Now, I know we got a lot of football we need to talk to, but I would love to get some more of your thoughts about the Grand Prix Arlington, how that got set up, how it came to be that it will be in North Texas in 2026, because I know there's already a lot of excitement about that.
Well, of course, the key word here is Roger Penske. and frankly, the open wheel racing interest that has developed not only around the world, but here in the United States. And that area over there is ideal for a racetrack that is there in the entertainment district. And I was visiting with Roger Penske that as we made the announcement the other day, and he was just telling me how unique it was to have those straightaways that we're going to have in that configuration, and how those cars will accelerate to the level that they can. It's very unique that they can go as fast. What you couple that with the fact that where it's located, right in the middle of the millions of people that we have here in our area, it's got all of the fitting and trappings. But the key people that you can bet on are the Penskes. They've done this for a long time. They know every facet of it. I can't tell you how impressed I am with Roger Penske. He's such has such a penchant for detail, and he knows racing inside and out. He truly is an icon in the world of racing.
Well, and Jerry, I mean, it does look awesome, you know, with the big stadiums right there, his main features of it. And Kevin, as media, I'm not going to lie, we either get there really early or we leave really late, and I've taken advantage of those straightaways before. So it's a good racing area there, Jerry. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you imagine that sound going down through there when those cars are screaming down through there and those sounds are taking it off? And I can imagine that really we could have one of the biggest crowds that's ever gathered here in the North Texas area for this event because of the ability to have the room for all those spectators.
That's awesome. Appreciate the insight on that. On the football front, it did seem interesting that Ezekiel Elliott said he talked to the coaches about his role and he remains, quote, dumbfounded by his lack of opportunities, at least as a red zone back. I was curious what your thoughts were about that, and have you spoken to Zeke at all about this?
That's an exaggeration. Dumbfounded is an exaggeration. It's a bad description of how he feels about things. He's very much aware of the part of the running game that he's involved with. But more importantly is, and I can't emphasize this enough, we're saving him, and we should be. And we want him for Rico is an outstanding running back, he's always had the challenge, mainly, I guess, because of his size, of doing the blocking, protecting the quarterback. But his big problem has been what? He's had troubles with injury over his career. And so it'd be madness to just rely on him for the duration of the season and into the playoffs we've got. Zeke is there. He will be there because we want to protect him during this particular time as much as anything. And then, of course, you got a player like Dalvin Cook out there in the wings that is going to be very material as we go forward. Don't exaggerate that. That doesn't mean that that's big news. But the point is they're there for everybody to see. It's no secret. And we're going to use them. I keep my fingers crossed. Every time I see Rico grab that ball, he's a violent runner. He's an outstanding runner. And we wouldn't even be having a running back conversation if he'd been able to stay healthy the last two or three years.
Oh, just to make sure we don't exaggerate, I would love to get the words from you directly. Any idea about a timeline for Dalvin Cook or still
wait and
see?
No, there's no timeline. And just like there's no bright line as to Zeke snaps, who goes in first, all of those things. That's not important here.
Jerry, we've kind of, you know, we've been discussing this running game all season so far. Is it fair to say that the running game just has to be effective enough to give Dak room to work?
When you see us having what we would call jointly, everybody, all of our fans, when we have an effective running game, you're going to see an offense that's probably the talk of the NFL. Because that is a barometer. You got to run the ball. That's as common as you got to turn the lights on if you're playing a night game. You've got to run the ball. You've got to be effective in the running game. When we start being effective in the running game, it'll complement, you know what, the passing. Let us have the ball more on the offensive side of the ball, and so we'll be able to keep the defense off the field, which is always a winning formula.
Now, to go along with that, to really be the talk of the NFL offensively, some things feel like they have to be tightened up in the red zone offense. Is there anything in particular you've seen that have led to some of the early struggles?
That's has been a challenge for us. It is a challenging time for a lot of clubs. We're not at all satisfied with what we're doing there as when we get down there that close. That's an area where these games, as we prepare for these playoffs, these games are a big, if you will, laboratory for getting that ball in the end zone when you get it down there close and not dependent on our kicker.
You know, Jerry, a lot of times in media, other places, you'll hear people try to compare Dak and Jared Goff. And when you've looked at these two quarterbacks' careers, what is it that you admire? What are the qualities about both of these quarterbacks that you're like, that's what it takes to be in the NFL and do their jobs?
Well, I think that from what I'm told, that Jared Goff has an outstanding work ethic. I think Dak Prescott has as good a work ethic as I have ever heard about, much less been a part of. And that's his biggest quality, is how hard he works, in the classroom, then how effective he takes that to the practice field, and then takes what happens at the practice field to the game. Those steps are what separates Dak from the rest.
I loved the Eric Kendricks signing. I thought it was great. And then when we were out in Oxnard, Kevin, we got an opportunity to talk to him, and the personality just jumped off the page. And so far, he's been a pretty big key for this team. We saw he hopped up on the injury report this week. Can you give us an update on that, but also what he's brought to this team since he came over here with Mike Zimmer?
Well, he just knew what Mike his philosophy is. He knew what his specific designs, and he knew what he wanted technique-wise, not just from his position, but from all the positions. So he's a wonderful asset to have out there for all of our other players to hear, boys, we're getting closer, because he's felt it. He knows when it's working what Zimmer's defense can do, and he's a very creditable point. Apart from the coaching, he's very creditable as a player to say, now we're getting closer, guys. We're getting it right. We're getting it better. And he'll be tapping the tackles on the back, or he'll be tapping the corners on the back, and he's just seen it work, and he's there to remind everybody when it's working, this is how we do it. That's invaluable.
Are y'all still feeling good about Daron Bland this weekend, and then saw Zach Martin with a potential back? How is that injury? How's that looking?
Well, I don't see that to be a factor on his availability Sunday. Zach Martin, you're talking about. And, of course, it is good to have Bland out there, and these days are so significant today and tomorrow as to how much time Bland will be on the field Sunday.
Jerry, I'm not necessarily asking you to speak on what happened with the Jets, but you've seen how coaches handle their locker room and just kind of, you know, what went on there. Is your philosophy generally business football related? Is your philosophy to only move on from a coach when you can see that they've lost the team?
Well, I'm not so sure. I hear lost the team. As a matter of fact, after the first year with the Dallas Cowboys, I get a call, and it's John Madden and it's Al Davis together on the phone. And they were telling me it was an encouragement call. And they said, in essence, don't take your marbles and go home, Jerry. You didn't lose the team. And we won one football game, but you didn't lose the team. That's through the eyes of the beholder. That's a great way to express it. but that's a assessment of the competitive nature of the players and their in any given game, how they're executing and how their intensity is. I would interpret it that way. And so there's a lot to that. You see it during games. We call it momentum, but you see highs and lows. You see how little slump you get when you have a turnover and it goes against you. All of those things come to my mind when I hear terms like didn't lose the team. The team was ready to play. The team wasn't ready to play. Boy, that's an arm-waving, sweeping statement when you think you've got 50-something players out there, and it's just inconceivable that you'd have 50 not come to play. Mm-hmm. They know what's at stake when they walk on the field in the NFL. Candidly, without being dramatic, they know it could be their last game. They don't know that it won't. And so it's not realistic to think that you've got players out there that aren't giving it everything they've got, which has a connotation to me when you say don't lose the team. It zeroes down into the player, and that player is thinking about the guy in front of him about 99% of his thought.
Speaking of a guy that has gotten his team, I think I was here at the Cowboys website whenever Dan Campbell was here, and he had Bill Parcells said he just had this knack for being around the ball, and you want more guys like that on your team than you want not on your team. Dan Campbell, from what you saw as a player and what you see of him as a coach, how much is he different, or is he the same dude he was as a player?
Well, I think that he's probably as much as I've seen since my years beginning in the NFL. He's a great example of what having played the game, having been in the trenches, having done it, he's a great example of what that brings when you want to be in coaching. It's a big plus. I've always known that, for instance, Jason Witten would have and can and is, not would have, been a natural to go into coaching. A lot of those guys, you come at it from different ways, but Jason's famous words when he left when he was speaking to the team when he retired, it's all in the dirt, guys. It's how you do in the dirt. And so those kinds of things, I think, have created advantages for former players. That's not to say that arguably the greatest coaches did not come from having played in the NFL especially. I think that losing teams, momentum, didn't come to play. I think all of those things have to do with more of the moment, more of the immediacy, and then it colors the entire effort for the game.
Well, speaking about the moment and immediacy of Sunday's game, in the other two home games, this team has fallen behind early and kind of really taken the crowd out of the game. What can you do to counteract that, and do you believe that this team can get out to a fast start against Detroit on Sunday?
Well, there you go. Your question referenced some of the very same thing. Get it going early, have success early. You speak of that in the first instance as though it is something that would sustain and a positive early push of success. Well, there's a counterpart to that, and that's what having success early does to depressing the opponent. And so there's usually an equal impact that early success, grabbing the ball right off the bat, taking it all the way down the field, not being able to be stopped, that has a diminishing effect on the opponent. I think all of this needs to be taken with in a factual way, but it also needs to be factored in your emotion and how you're living the moment, whether it's a player, a fan, coach. We just, by nature, human beings, we get excited when we have success, and we get emboldened when we have success. And by the same token, we have to dig down, pick our ass up when we're getting knocked back.
Damn right. We do every once in a while. Well, Jerry, speaking
everybody,
of excitement.
Everybody, as a matter of fact, the listeners on this call have to do it probably as much or more than the players because they're dealing with life things. And, boy, that takes some guts to step out there sometime and walk out that door when you don't have the answers.
Every day. Before we let you go, Jerry, Texas OU, obviously always an exciting thing right around here in DFW. Have you ever been at a college game or even one of these high school games and seen a player and fallen in love and been like, that dude has to be a Cowboy? That guy right there, that's what a Cowboy is all about in some of these games.
Well, you can imagine I can't even begin to count the number of high school games I've been to, and not just the ones my grandchildren played in since I own the Cowboys, mm-hmm. more than Cowboy games. And I love high school football. And to me, it is a statement as to my town against your town, my school against your school. And I can remember we had some great rivalries when I was in high school. And I can remember a series of plays in those games and remember specifically the people that I played against. It never leaves you. And it's something that there's a lot of ways to get here, but I've called on some of the early challenges I had in high school to address everyday problems. So where I'm coming from is this game that you have out here, this Texas OU game, it's the kind of thing is we all remember where we were on a certain year and a certain play. And it has that kind of iconic aspect to it. And I think it could arguably be one of the most unique games in all of sport.
Any chance I can get you on the record for who you're going to be rooting for tomorrow afternoon then?
I'm not going to go there. Long before I was based in Dallas, I was based in Oklahoma City. And I just can't tell you the great fans that are there in Oklahoma City that not only love football, love the Dallas Cowboys.
That's true.
And so, frankly, I'd say 99% in Oklahoma City are as excited about the Cowboys as they are out here in Plano, Texas. So I've got Cowboy fans. I wouldn't dare touch this as to the preferred team for me.
Smart answer.
Sounds like he's rooting for football, Kevin.
Yeah, that's smart answer. Smart answer.
I don't mind telling you, there's a great article, I think done by ESPN, on Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
Boy, did they nail aspects of him and his personality. And, boy, you do see what you get here. But he's one of the most outstanding people that I've met, but certainly is one of the most outstanding people of college football, and he was absolutely perfect. He's one of the straighten staff and straighten players up when they're not nice to the secretary, courteous to the secretaries. He was that sensitive. I've had letters written about how one time people came up at a gas station halfway between Dallas and Oklahoma City, and the guy came up and said, "See, that car's full of kids and my wife. Have no money. I need some gas." He said, "Well, you do." And he filled the gas tank up for the guy. He goes in for a cup of coffee, comes out, and the guy's gone, going to Oklahoma City. And he said, "What in the world was I thinking? All I did was get him a tank of gas." He starts out, and he runs him down before he gets to Oklahoma City, pulls him over and gives him $1,000, said, "You need more help than a tank of gas."
Wow.
Their stories are numerous about Barry Switzer being that kind of heart. Yet he absolutely, of anybody I've ever been around in coaching, is who you want with you in a back alley if you get in trouble. He will wipe it out. he's a serious dynamic of people that are involved. And he still remembers the first phone number he's ever heard. His photographic memory is unbelievable.
Last thing I got for you then with that great story, does it bother you at all that a lot of pocket of Cowboys fans don't seem to give him credit for the for Super Bowl 30 then?
Long since has passed me about dwelling on our fans' involvement in a interpretation of the contribution of various coaches or various players. The main thing is I love them because they care about it so much, and they're trying to make those kinds of distinctions. So you asked the question was, does it bother me? And it doesn't bother me at all. But, boy, I'll tell you one thing. He's relevant with the Dallas Cowboys history.
Thank you very much, good sir, for the time. Really appreciate it. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Corey, I was going to take some time to talk about the baseball playoffs, but then I saw this clip of audio, and we need to play it real quick. Cut number 17, please. This is a Phillies fan talking about losing in the playoffs.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away and them getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake.
So,
yeah, I mean, 2011 was one of my lowest points, Kevin.
Would that be worse than if dog died?
The Mavs had balanced it out by winning, but the Rangers had lost two, you know, at that point. So, yeah. Game six, man. You remember that when that happened?
I do, but I feel like my dog dying would be sadder than my team lost in the NLDS.
Look.
If it was the World Series, I guess,
I
don't know.
I love Landry. He is fantastic with my family. They probably love him more than me, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, I love my family, dude. I don't know. Maybe I look at the dog a little bit different. But you know what? Whenever he does see that light, Kevin, and chase down that last bus to get to that fire hydrant, I'm going to make sure that I get him taxidermied in the right pose, put him up in the backyard so we can always have him around right there next to the pool, not getting in the water because he's scared of it. What a weird dog. But he'll be right next to the pool looking inside like he's dropping one of his toys in there like he does every day.
Well, I did not expect that. Well done. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, 2613 Interstate 35. If you want to come and see us, got all kinds of giveaways happening all day long, plus those G-bag flags. Coming up next, we will talk about the baseball playoffs. Also, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. All of it next right here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.